The town of Guadalupe is working on a flood control project on one of its major thoroughfares. The goal is to reduce stormwater flooding in neighborhoods both north and south of Guadalupe Road. It's just one project the small town has going on, and with me to talk about that is Jeff Calaga. He's Guadalupe's town manager. And Jeff, what are the infrastructure needs in the town right now? How many and how big are the needs?
That's a focus of our current council through their leadership of mayor and council. The last few years here, that project is one of two flood control projects. Both of them equate to about $750,000. The town provided a local match of about 40%. Flood Controls District about 60. So the Guadalupe project and Calle Naranjo took care of flood controls in two locations. We're working with SRP and their aesthetic funds to underground some power lines. Through Maricopa Association of Governments, MAG, we have a project in the planning stages to renovate and just redo Avenida Del Yaqui, the major street corridor running north-south through Guadalupe from town limit to town limit, and that's about pushing $7 million. So those projects in and of themselves starting to add up to, you're pushing $8, $9 million in infrastructure.
Yeah, what condition are some of those things in now? And obviously burying power lines is sort of maybe a slightly separate thing
right here,
but when you're talking about some of the flood control issues and, you know, fixing up some of the roads, how big is the need there?
Pretty significant need. As you know, Guadalupe is less than a square mile, 8/10 of a square mile, population of about 6,200 people. It has moderate, limited resources. We do not have a property tax. So how we partner and leverage our local monies with grants get us to these projects. Given that limited resources, the public infrastructure, public space is deteriorating. And again, this council looked at it and said, it's time to start rehabilitating our public space.
So you talked about the resources issue, and you mentioned how much some of these projects are costing both individually and as a total. Where do you come up with the money to do that?
It is partnerships through, like I said, the Flood Control District, MAG. Another one is Maricopa County, CDBG, Community Block Grants. So through those partnerships, when small towns in the middle of an urban area certainly need to partner and have strong partnerships with other entities to leverage those funds.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, you know, as you said, Guadalupe is a very small section of the valley with not a ton of people living in it relative to the other cities in this area. I'm wondering if that makes it more challenging for you to, even when you're competing for grants, I mean, I imagine you're competing against some much larger cities and towns than Guadalupe. Do you find that it's a challenge to get that money?
So far, I think it's Guadalupe in recent years here is receiving a pretty good fair share. So there's always that competition, regardless of the size of town or city or entity. There's more need than resources to go around. So if you partner well, perhaps take your turn a bit, everything works out for the greater good.
Let's assume for a second that money was not an object, which, of course, is never the case in government or really anything else in life. But just for a minute, assume that money was not an object. How many projects do you think that Guadalupe needs to have done and maybe would benefit from having done, you know, if you had infinite resources to be able to do all of them? I mean, besides some of the projects you mentioned before, are there other things that ideally you would also like to be doing?
Yeah, there's in this council in the past year, we've identified some future needs. We've also been trying to take advantage, and we applied for a number of 12% gaming grants through the tribal communities. But some of those needs identified. Our senior center is getting a bit tired. It is incredibly well used. Our firehouse is a bit dated, some rehab there. We do own, the town does own the Mercado on the retail space there, and community gathering space on the corner of Guadalupe Avenue, Del Yaqui. That was built in the early 80s. Just some infrastructure there, plumbing, electrical, needs some rehabilitation and just maybe a little bit of a refresh there. So there are some capital projects, too, on the horizon that we've identified as needs.
All right. Jeff Calaga is town manager for the town of Guadalupe. Jeff, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.